You're listening to SBS News.
Australian scientist David Goodall has fulfilled his final wish inside a Swiss clinic, ending his own life there because assisted suicide is illegal in Australia. He booked a one-way ticket from Perth to France last week to see relatives before arriving in Switzerland, where voluntary euthanasia is permitted. Assisted suicide has been legal in Switzerland since the 1940s, and the number of cases has tripled in the past decade. A few hours before his death, Professor Goodall spoke to the media.
My life has been rather poor for the past year or so, and I'm very happy to end it, yes. But certainly I'm happy that that should be here, so yes. All the publicity that it's been receiving can only, I think, help the cause of euthanasia for the elderly, and which I want.
At the final press conference, Mr. Goodall said he hopes it will change views.
Oh yes, I certainly hope that my story will increase the pressure for failure to have more liberal views on the subject. And I think there probably will be a step in the right direction.
The respected academic and scientist was surrounded by family when he ended his life. The Australian founder and director of the international pro-euthanasia group Exit International, Philip Nitschke, accompanied Mr. Goodall on his journey. Mr. Nitschke says he died peacefully after making a joke.
The infusion started to drip as he activated the process. He had to do that himself after answering several questions which said that he knew who he was, where he was, and what he was about to do. And he answered those questions with great clarity, activated the process. The drug started to flow into his vein. And then while he was listening to the music, the drug started to flow. In fact, his last words were, "This is taking an awfully long time." And in fact, shortly after saying that, in his usual sense of humour, you could see that he was losing consciousness, and he died shortly thereafter.
Professor Goodall's story has brought about a week of worldwide debate over euthanasia for elderly people. He had also previously voiced his resentment over Australia's laws. Dr. Nitschke was the first doctor in the world to administer a legal and voluntary lethal injection, after which the patient activated the syringe using a computer. He says Professor Goodall's journey has made an impact on the euthanasia debate.
Look, David's journey, his long journey here and his eventual successful end to his life and his preparedness to talk so openly about it has really had this issue being debated around the world and certainly furthers the cause. And by the cause, I mean a debate about what we're after here. He would say, and I would agree with him, that elderly people should have this option, that it should be made easier for people who want to die to take this step. And he had to come all the way to Switzerland to be able to do that, but he wants it talked about and ultimately laws to change in other countries so that people have this choice.
Victoria is the only state in Australia to have legalised euthanasia. Legislation was passed after a heated three-day debate in the state parliament, ending with politicians making a scheme available to terminally ill Victorians with less than 6 months to live. Despite the passage of the bill, though, the law will not come into effect until 2019. A parliamentary committee has also been set up in Western Australia to look at the matter and vote on whether to legalise euthanasia. Euthanasia remains a highly contentious issue. Local Swiss politician and psychologist Anne-Marie Pfeiffer has criticised the assisted suicide.
In my work as a psychologist, I work with elderly people or people who are caring for an elderly person. I'm seeing increasing pressure on very elderly people, suggesting that they aren't allowed to live anymore, that they're very expensive for society. And if we introduce a culture of dying or death when you don't want to live anymore, then there's pressure on elderly people, suggesting that they're not desired anymore in this world.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.